We do have the 5 at 5 at 6 coming up in 15 minutes. I think we got a lot of response, both in the amount of quick calls we had. I don't know about you, but I got a couple tweets, got a couple texts like, is he serious? I think that's why I've tried to say that I'm still open-minded to this. Like, I'm not convinced that the Browns are going to fire everyone. They might fire one person. They might just fire the guy that's annoyed everybody. I'm still not entirely sure that they're going to do the whole house cleaning, even as depressed as I was hearing that.
Well, and so I think it's interesting that Albert had that mentality, and Albert's as plugged in as it gets. Mary Kay Cabot on with Baskin and Phelps. We'll have the clip for you guys in the 5 at 5 at 6. Said that, very similar rhetoric when it came to Kevin Stefanski. Right? Like, doesn't think the Haslams are ready to shake it up and make a big time change. I'm paraphrasing, but it's essentially what you said. Nick, it seems like Mulligan is on the table. It's going to make nobody happy, but it seems like Mulligan is on the table.
So I think what's interesting about the Mulligan on the table thing is that also might be they're still giving them 7 games to save this.
Well, and so the problem I had with the whole discussion, there was 2 things. One, obviously, that you put the Mulligan into play, and we can talk about that, and we will talk about that. Albert kept going back to the idea that Deshaun Watson was going to be competitive with somebody else next season, and that would be the route that they would go. He brought up Deshaun when, in talking about Mike Vrabel, he was even like, oh, well, that would be somebody that would interest them because of the relationship with Deshaun, and he can bring back some of the Houston vibes that he had. And I was like, huh? Like, I thought Deshaun was dead and buried in my mind. Like, in no world did I think Deshaun was going to be competing for a job next year. I thought he was going to be a lot on the books, but I didn't have him actually playing next year at all.
So with that being said, because the more I heard Albert talk through it, I think everybody knows you're in wait and see with the Browns, but you don't want to go out on the limb yet of saying, yeah, Kevin or Andrew's in real danger. Like, I think this thing still is playing out in real time. But I think it's a really fascinating catch-22 of, if I could tell you Mike Vrabel was going to be the head coach next year, but it meant one more year of faking it like you're going to try and get something out of Deshaun, is that a trade-off you're willing to have? Because I would. Because I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at this quarterback, everything out there.
But then you start Vrabel off on the worst foot imaginable.
Yeah, I think you're already going to start off. If you fire, one of the reasons to keep Kevin is you think this thing's going to go bad next year and you want to give a clean slate to a new head coach and GM in 2026.
I mean, if it's acknowledged that we understand that Vrabel's not seeing the 5th year, it's just the 4th year because he's a body and he's expensive and you're going to lose a lot of games, right?
You're talking about Watson.
Sorry, what did I say?
You said Vrabel. It's okay, sorry.
No. Like that's the idea. You sell it with Vrabel, because you asked me Vrabel, or like if you did Watson for the season, but Vrabel was your head coach, you'd be selling on the idea that Watson's there for the 4th year, not the 5th year, and you would be losing a lot of games in the process, and then ultimately you'd move off of Deshaun for the 5th year, you'd draft a quarterback, and then you'd go from there.
I don't know that Mike would do that.
I don't think so. I think he's got a lot of prime opportunities waiting for him. I don't know why you do it outside of always just always wanting to be the Browns head coach, and that would be it.
I don't know the Vegas job is a prime opportunity.
I didn't say the Vegas job.
What do you think of the prime opportunities?
I think there's a couple that could potentially be out there that we don't yet know are. The Bengals would be one of them. Coaching Joe Burrow, I think, is a great opportunity.
All right. I think that's fair. I think, well, but then ownership is also a problem, but I understand what you're saying.
I don't know. There's a couple names I threw out before the season got underway, and some of these have shifted a little bit. Sean McDermott, I think, is safer than maybe he was a few weeks ago when we started to have some of those conversations. That is Dak Prescott. Is that appealing to you? Probably not. You know, the Eagles job.
The Eagles thing's really interesting.
It seems like Sirianni has played his way or coached his way into being able to keep his job there. Like, but there's a couple appetizing spots.
But I will say I would make the trade. But, man, I would be concerned in making this trade. Like, if you said Kevin Stefanski and a new quarterback, or Mike Vrabel and a new quarterback competing with Deshaun Watson, meaning you draft a guy to see, all right, who's the better quarterback, I think I'll take the Mike Vrabel route. Because I think my point is you can't have Deshaun and Kevin back.
No, I'm with you 100%. Like, you cannot do that.
And the one,
and that's not a Mulligan, by the way. That's just running back bad.
Yes. But the one thing that would stick in my dome there is you're now giving Deshaun one more different circumstance to be involved in. Meaning, Kevin has not done a good job of building an offense that suits Deshaun's strengths, and he's getting the ultimate pass because Deshaun just hasn't been good. as if there isn't some sort of relationship between the circumstance a player plays in and how well they play. But if you're the Browns, if you're Jimmy Haslam, you thought, I'm not ready to bite that bullet financially, and I have 1% doubt that Deshaun was just not put in a good situation here by Kevin and Andrew, that would be the way you sell it. Again, I think in the end, you sell it.
Sell.
You sell it to Vrabel completely differently on the low than you do externally. But I could at least get myself to some hope because Mike Vrabel's a head coach. And I know even if it takes an extra year, then in the end, Mike Vrabel will build something sustainable of doing what he did in Tennessee, which is go to the playoffs for 3 straight years and win for 4 straight years.
Yeah. It's almost, if you ran it back with, let's say, instead of the Vrabel idea, if you went Stefanski and Watson, aren't you just saying we're just going to play for the year after and then figure it all out? Because then, yes. Like you'd be admitting you don't want to put a coach in a bad situation, a new coach in a bad situation. So Stefanski would just be, it's not even a lame duck coach. He would just be entering to eventually be slaughtered. And maybe there comes a spot where Stefanski's even like, this is a bridge too far.
I think what's interesting about what you just said is, I think for a fan base that gleefully kept with this team through 1-31, I think being awful with that guy as the starting quarterback, I think would be a bridge too far.
For sure.
Specifically, with all the other pieces back as well.
Yeah, in my mind, there's no way he plays another down with the Browns. There's zero way, but Albert gave a lot of
The 5 at 5 at 6. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!